Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak what he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise 2 years ago, a priest friend of mine and my first pastor, Monsignor Gaston Hébert, published a book called Priests, The Guys and the Guys Behind the Collar. He sent me a free copy and asked if I would be so kind as to write an online review of the book. You know, you don't get to be a Monsignor without knowing how to lay a good Catholic guilt trip on someone. The book was a fictional account of the lives of 20 priests whose lives are all intersected by a wise, holy, loving Monsignor. I'll give you one guess who that was. When you write the story, you get to make yourself the hero. After reading the book, only to see if he had mentioned me, of course, I wrote a brief review. Here's what I said. Everyone has a story. When you're a Catholic priest, your story is rewritten and rewritten by the lives of all those that you meet. And that's absolutely true. Our parishioners write and rewrite the story of us priests. Each person here at Mass is like a pen that God uses to write the story of my life. You know, as much as the parishioners of Immaculate Conception Church were galvanized during the pastorate of Monsignor Galvin, you also changed him deeply as a man and as a minister. In other words, the relationship between a priest and his people is not a one-way street, but rather it's a boulevard of blessings that go both ways. I bless you, and you bless me. What a privilege to write a few lines in another person's story. As I celebrate 20 years as a priest, I'd like to share a few small samples of how you parishioners have shaped this priest with your faith and with your love and with your wisdom. The first people to shape a priest, of course, is his own family. I'll never forget the night that I told my family that I wanted to be a priest. I was a junior in high school, and after I made the announcement after dinner, my brother, who was 2 years older than me, skeptically said, "Oh, John, after 1 year in college, you'll change your mind." And I got to tell you, at that moment, I vowed I would be a priest just to prove my brother wrong. In the darkest days of my discernment, when I had no desire to be a priest, I did at least want to prove that my brother was wrong. And so I continued. So thanks, bro. But you see what he did? My brother was writing the story of my life. My brother held the pen. On my ordination day, May 25th, 1996, my mom told me very sagely, as a mother does, "Son, always wear your collar It will keep you out of trouble. Wearing my collar makes it hard to wander into the bars on Garrison Avenue. My mom rewrote the story of my life because I always wear my collar wherever I go, and I haven't wandered into too many bars. Parishioners here at Immaculate Conception have also rewritten my story as a priest as well. This past week, Jason Weavers helped me to mow the grass, the grounds at Trinity Junior High. We kept mowing, even though it was getting late in the evening, and it was getting dark. But neither he nor I wanted to be the first to quit, which would be very weak and unmanly. And so we kept mowing, even after it became pitch dark. We mowed by moonlight. It was all very romantic. But you see, Jason taught me his work ethic and made me a hard worker too. Jason was writing my story. He was holding the pen. I've also learned never to underestimate the wisdom of our parish secretary, Kay Geisbauer. You know, I often love to quote movie lines. And one day, I repeated the famous line from the movie Dirty Harry, where Clint Eastwood is holding a .44 Magnum at a criminal. And he says to him very coldly, "I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 5 shots or only 6? Well, to tell you the truth and all the excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?" Well, do you, punk? And to my great astonishment, Kay Geisbauer, the mild-mannered church secretary, immediately quoted the criminal's answer to that question. She said, "I gots to know." You know, when your secretary can quote Dirty Harry movie lines, she's a keeper. Kay was a pen writing a page in the book of my life. Last week, I visited the Cub Scouts to speak about their Parvuli Day badge. The boys, the Cub Scouts, were restless. They had spring fever. They were distracted and inattentive when I spoke to them. 2 other adult men spoke to the boys as well, but the boys kept on fighting and fidgeting with each other. Finally, Emily Higginbotham spoke in a soft but very serious voice, and the little urchins immediately calmed down. They stood still and gave her their full attention. Emily was the boy whisperer that night. Isn't that a facet of the feminine genius that Pope Francis wants to unleash in the church? Emily was a pen that has written in the pages of my life, teaching me greater respect and reverence for the role of women. Everyone has a story. When you're a Catholic priest, your story is written and rewritten by the lives of all those whom you meet. In the gospel today, Jesus tells his disciples that they will learn his wisdom little by little, not all at once, as the story of their lives is written and the history of the church is written. Our Lord says, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." Now let me ask you, how will the Spirit guide the apostles to all truth? Do you think the Spirit might speak to the apostles through other people to refine and deepen their grasp of the faith? Absolutely. The first apostles, those first priests, also strolled down that boulevard of blessings. They taught the people, and the people taught them. Indeed, it is precisely in the crucible of church councils and even the controversy of heresies that a purer and holier faith eventually emerged. You see, even the heretics have written their lines in the annals of church history. My friends, would you indulge me on this occasion of my 20th anniversary to offer you a little advice? Well, I'm going to anyway. Thank God for all the people who have crossed your path in your life. And don't leave anyone off that list for whom you should be grateful. Not even those who have hurt you. Not those who have betrayed you. Not those who have stolen from you. Or those who have cheated you. Or those who have spoken ill of you. Each person you meet is like a pen that God uses to write some blessing into the story of your life. You could not be the person you are today without all those in-laws and outlaws. Just as a church could not be who she is today, the beautiful bride of Christ, without both saints and sinners, holy ones and heretics. You see, the Holy Spirit employs the services of both in-laws and outlaws, saints and sinners, older brothers and church secretaries, Cub Scout leaders and groundskeepers, to lead us into all truth. Everyone has a story. When you're a Catholic priest, your story is written and rewritten by all those you meet. Thank you for being the authors of my biography. Praised be Jesus Christ.